Michael Day, estate agency legend, been in the industry 45 years, celebrating your 45th birthday this year. Not a,
if only.
There you go.
If only.
In the industry. What's going to happen when the stamp duty holiday stops? Talk to me.
I think it depends when it stops, Chris. At the moment, we don't know.
We're filming this in December 2020.
Yep. It's scheduled, of course, to end on the 31st of March next year. And at the moment, there's no signs from the government that anything is going to change. In which case, I see the first quarter of next year being incredibly fraught, and we're facing a cliff edge. As we talk today, we're in the middle, or not the middle, we're right on the last knockings of the Brexit transition. I still feel we will end up with a Brexit deal, okay? But it's going to be certainly last hour. We might see the same with stamp duty. If it was to end, just come down like a brick wall on the 31st of March, we're clearly going to see in the lead up to that, the month or so before, an awful lot of either transactions fall through, renegotiate, to reflect the position. I mean, the fact is that house prices have possibly risen by more than the stamp duty.
I think a lot of people have used the money from the stamp duty to put on the price that they're going to pay.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it may not be as bad as some people are predicting. I personally think that as it's gone on, we are likely to see some sort of extension. There's no doubt that that demand has been sequenced into a shorter period of time.
But let's say it doesn't.
Yep.
What should estate agents be doing now?
Well, number one, planning on managing expectations. If you're not already managing expectations, I still see agents advertising, you know, move quickly, move before the stamp duty deadline. And yet there are plenty of reports saying that the average transaction is 200 days now, which means you haven't got a cat's hope in hell in most cases of doing that. So I think managing expectations is going to be important, both vendors and purchasers. I would certainly be ascertaining those transactions that have got to happen, otherwise they're going to abort. And perhaps putting some real energy into whatever I can do there. In managing those expectations with others where that time frame is not so crucial. I mean, a stamp duty deadline, the stamp duty saves somebody £15,000 if the property is £500,000 plus. Of course, the UK average house price is £250,000. So for a huge number of people in the market, the saving is, you know, £5,000 or less. So it may not be quite so crucial there. But in London, in the South East, £15,000, you know, it sounds like a reasonable sum of money. So we're not going to be able to change what the government decides. So it's the old phrase about, I cannot change the wind, but I can adjust my sails. I would certainly be putting sufficient resource into my sales processing. I would be making sure my sales were as watertight as they can be. It's probably a bit too late as we speak now, but I would have been working with lawyers on getting things ready as early as possible, transaction ready. So I would be giving all of my transactions, all of my clients, the best possible chance of getting through. If the shutter just comes down on the 31st of March and there's no change, then I'm afraid there will be an element of boom and bust. Not sure that it's going to completely crash and burn, but there will be a hit. There will definitely be a hit.
Thank you for your time today.
Cheers.